Welcome to the Kelly Green Boys podcast. The Birds are playoff bound. That's right. The Birds did what they had to do and snuck into the playoffs, albeit with the worst record in the playoffs.
Doesn't matter.
Super Bowl, baby. Everybody's back to 0-0 now. So against all odds, we beat Dallas.
That was awesome.
We beat the Giants. And you know what?
That was my Super Bowl right there.
I get where you're coming from. Sure, I feel the same. But Christmas keeps coming every day because Jason Garrett has had his third meeting.
Dude, I was hoping you'd talk about this
with Jerry Jones. I'm like, yo,
I can't quit you. I can't quit you.
Dude, they're gonna bring him back.
I know. I'm so happy.
That guy has no personality. Like, what is he saying?
It's not about what he's saying. It's about what he's not saying.
He's probably just getting spanked.
Yeah, exactly. No, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones's whole thing is like back in the '90s with what's his name?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
He
ruined the legacy, right? Because he's like, his ego's too big.
Yeah,
right?
Jones didn't like that he was getting all, that Jimmy Johnson was getting all the credit, so he fired him, and then the rest is history. So now he's got a coach that will, like, just, you know,
who was the coach before Jason? I don't even remember.
It was, a halfway decent coach. Christ, what's his name?
They had a bunch of coordinators.
Parcells.
Okay, yeah. Oh, really?
Dude, and they've had like good coordinators. Like Sean Payton was a coordinator. Like they've had like good coaches.
Guys they could have clearly
promoted.
And they just keep this fucking like little doll
who doesn't do anything. Like he doesn't call plays. Yeah, he doesn't call offensive or defensive.
The players
plays.
Don't seem to like him.
What's to like? He doesn't do anything.
It's bad when like a joke about you is a national thing that everyone says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everyone calls you the clapper. Everyone.
Yeah. So they started the decade, you know, everyone's doing the like 2010 versus like 2020 thing. Yeah. They started the decade 8-8 and they're ending at 8-8.
Yeah. Well,
and it's all been
something
under Jason
to be
Garrett.
Said for consistency.
Yeah, sure. Talk about underachieving, dude.
It's a joke.
There's nothing better than Dak Prescott's face, though, during that game.
Dude, there was a great...
That's a fine line.
There was a great picture I saw, and it had Tony Romo with his, like, hands in his face, like, on the bench, right next to Dak Prescott, and they're doing the same exact... Like, the pictures look exactly the same.
Wow.
Love it.
It was awesome.
Love it. Yeah.
So, you know what, though? Part of me, like... No, I can't even say it. I was going to say, part of me almost is like...
You want a new coach there?
Yeah, because I'm like, what if this is like what it takes to actually get Jason Garrett to be a good coach? Like, hey...
Dude,
like,
he hasn't been... Look at what he's
right,
got.
You'll never get another chance.
Like, look at what he's got and how long he's had and how little he's achieved.
They're going to lose talent now, too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They can't... I mean, I don't see how they keep... How they pay Dak and Amari
Dak
Cooper.
Dak Prescott showed me in that game versus us that he is truly overrated.
I do believe he's like one of those quarterbacks
on the fence
with
about
the right coach that he would be really good, but that's...
No, but
what to like scheme him better, you know?
No, I'm with
he was missing wide open guys. Like,
I'm with Jim though. Yeah. Like, I think he's a good quarterback, but I think he's overrated. I think he's like he's like a top 13 quarterback who's made out to be like a top 7.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I agree. I think it's big because they got him late and he turned out to be better than his draft number.
But that's their
dictated.
Whole team is like it's,
yeah, they draft well.
Yeah, it's the same deal. Yeah. You always see it with like the big market teams, like like the New York Knicks were always like, we got these superstars. We got Carmelo Anthony. He's like, no, that guy actually sucks, but he's in New York, so you have to kind of like be like, yeah, he is good, you know, because everyone talks about him. Meanwhile, there's like, you know. there's guys in the league who are much better who play like on smaller markets.
Yeah. It was funny before, before I found out that they were having a third meeting together, I had a couple true or false questions, and one of them was going to be the NFC East is about to be the best coach division in the league, depending on who the Cowboys hire, but it sounds like they're just going to...
Who did the Giants get?
Don't know yet, but I think the Giants will hire somebody pretty good. And then Ron Rivera is now coaching the Redskins.
He's going to suck. I don't care.
Yeah, it's a bad organization, but I think like...
Did you hear that press conference today?
I want to hear it.
Did you hear that press conference today?
I have no. But with the
Daniel
Ron Rivera?
Snyder?
No.
Yeah. He opened it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't listen to it, but he opened it with this. He goes, "All right, thanks for coming. Happy Thanksgiving. I just want to..." He started with "Happy Thanksgiving."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not joking.
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised.
How do you write that? And he was clearly reading it. Like, he was reading it off paper.
Well, I mean, we're talking about Dan Snyder here.
I know, but that's just so bad.
He's always just thinking about the team's name, you know? So,
so
even when it's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see how that pans out. I mean, I liked Ron Rivera in Carolina.
He had a good run to a great career, Ron Rivera.
Got Doug Marrone. He got Doug Marrone as the defensive coordinator.
Interesting.
Oh, that's the dude for that was on
Jaguars.
Yeah. He had a couple
of
years.
He's a defensive dude, though. So.
Yeah, so that move really doesn't matter.
I don't think he's a bad coach, but I'm not sold on like getting defensive head coaches.
I'm not either, but I just, you know, it really
depends on the coordinator, the defensive coordinator they get, I think.
Yeah.
I can't believe they fired him in Carolina. I didn't think he was bad enough to get fired.
I think it was just, I don't think it was either. I think it's more so that, like, they're starting over. Like, Cam Newton's
done.
Yeah,
it's just been too long.
Yeah.
One of the guys, I forget who it was. Man, that broadcast for the Giants game is fucking horrible. But at one point, the guy called Pat Shurmur a play calling guru or something like that.
Where do you get that?
I don't know, dude.
And that he calls plays.
It's fucking insane.
Therefore, he is a guru.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
I cook food. Does that make me a like food
or
guru?
Chef.
He called them like a phenom or something. I was like,
He was on the Eagles. Like, we didn't even know
it. Want to know, bro.
So, speaking of like overrated and shit, like, man, like that, like Danny Dimes was terrible.
My God. Yeah. I hate looking at that guy.
Me too.
He's got like, he's got a serial killer face.
It's like they abandoned all accrued knowledge and wisdom of like what a quarterback should be when you pick him.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? We need that guy. That exact type of just lame ass. Cornball white bull.
Yeah.
What is that? Why would you pick him over other people?
That's like drafting for a team in the 1980s.
That's the Giants, though. Like, the Giants, like, there was, like, I remember, like, when the whole Odell stuff was going down, and, like, the Giants are, like, their, like, ownership is made up of, like, the oldest, whitest, most fucking wrinkled, just pink, disgusting people. And
I just like, that's where you go.
But so like
a replacement for another guy who's a fucking
but like when Odell was there, I remember there was like reports that like, I mean, I don't know if this was the exact phrasing, but like they were like saying like they were uncomfortable about Odell, and I'm like, that sounds pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it depends on what they're talking about, you know.
They said
like
that they
beating
were
up a
old
net,
school.
When he's like beating up a fucking kicking net and doing weird shit like that.
Yeah, but like my thing is like he showed up to meetings and practice. Like, yeah, he was a typical wide receiver. Like he was a diva.
He's ridiculous. But like, when did he ever hurt the team?
That's what I'm saying. Like there's reason to trade that kind of talent away.
They just had a shitty quarterback.
He wasn't even close to like
career.
A T.O. or anything like that.
Every teammate he's had has liked him.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like
there was no problem. There was
if
no
the dude
problem
wants to be a fucking
room.
Lunatic on TV, like
and
whatever.
Quarterback.
Unless he's doing
sucks.
Especially in a league where you have like so many people who are like doing actual fucked up stuff.
Like
whatever the guy wants.
He didn't get arrested or anything. Like,
and I'm not saying like when I thought that's stupid and I don't like him, but that's just like I don't like that like, I don't like watching that. But yeah, it's I don't
dumb.
Care.
The stuff
it's
that like, he did was dumb, but yeah. I would never want him traded away for no. that.
Yeah, that's the that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like by all accounts, the dude's a good teammate, and it's like, do I think the stuff he did was stupid? Yeah, I mean, most yeah. people did, but also yeah. it's not hurting the team. It's not like exactly. Antonio Brown, where it's like,
yeah,
he clearly like did not like Juju Smith,
yeah,
Big Ben, like all those yeah. guys.
He was clearly like a problem. At, oh yeah,
like
in
a
Pittsburgh.
Bad dude.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. He's just now he's gonna go to another, now he's on another team that fucking sucks. So I don't know what yeah. he's doing.
Wait, Antonio? Odell. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah,
Odell.
Yeah.
But you notice how like he just completely disappeared when he went to the Browns.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. That's what
he's probably not. I mean, not, I'd be no surprised. They trade
when he
more.
Was on the Giants, people compared him to Randy Moss.
Yeah. He hasn't now, done shit.
He still had good stats this year, though.
Did he?
Dude, he's over 1,000 yards.
Are you sure? Because I yeah. had him on fantasy. He was horrible.
He didn't get
not
touchdowns.
His fault. It's not his fault, but...
No, he just didn't... He didn't get touchdowns.
I don't think Baker's good enough.
Yeah, yes. That's, they can't that's utilize another guy that I want to hold
the right way
until he's got a coach. That's another guy I want to hold judgment until he's got a coach.
Dude, he had over 1,000 yards this year. Mm. So, I mean,
just didn't pathetic. Get in the end zone. They just, I think the deal was he was kind of neutralized in the red zone.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, and you could say like whatever, but like he's a good receiver. But when he was in New York, he was compared to Randy Moss, and then he goes to Browns and you just forget about him. Now you got this dude Danny Dimes who puts up two good games in a row against Washington and who's the other, Miami.
Yeah,
and people are like,
ooh, watch out, Philly.
First rookie quarterback to ever do some cherry picked stat, and then well, okay, when he plays a team that's not
with
garbage.
With Saquon Barkley having a record game in one of those games.
Right, who in the world is rooting for Danny Dimes? Also,
New York.
The whole Eli thing, it's like, dude, they showed him over and over
another
again.
Another overrated.
It's like, dude, we won.
We're
winning
say.
This game, and all you can do is talk about puss face Eli, dude.
Well, it's because it's the whole Manning bullshit. It's just like the football royalty bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like the old,
give me
like
a break. Peyton Manning old, was over fucking overrated.
Agree.
Too.
I totally the couldn't only the reason playoffs, they both have flat, notoriety flat is because of their fucking names.
Flat back bull. Yeah. He sucks.
Yeah, I don't understand
great
why.
Great in the regular season. I mean, yeah,
I don't understand why both the Manning brothers are talked about as much as Tom Brady. It makes no sense in my mind.
Yeah.
It's no, ridiculous. I mean they were. It's just because of their fucking name.
Before Peyton Manning retired, I think people like talked about him as like a top two, and you're like, wait, you're forgetting about like Joe Montana and
it's absurd.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's absurd. And at that, time, he had only won one Super Bowl, and it was
and
like,
the second one was bullshit.
Yeah, his second garbage. One was on the back of his defense.
Yeah, and I love that you have to bring that up anytime you talk about it. Like
it's garbage.
Like
yeah,
like that's like a thing. Like. Everyone wanted Peyton Manning to win that last Super Bowl, but then, in hindsight now, we talk about it, and it's like, you don't talk about that Super Bowl without saying the corpse of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
You say the defense, you talk about Von Miller, you talk about, like,
yeah.
you know, all those guys.
Yeah. Swear
and
yeah. shit.
And on the note of just the Manning bias, like, when they played the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, they were favored to win, and they got fucking trounced.
Embarrassment.
Trounced.
The fuck ball Carroll, dude. Let's bring it back full circle to my most hated coach quite possibly of all time.
Pete Carroll. Yeah.
The chewer.
That's a high standard. You put him above Jason Garrett most hated?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Jason Garrett is just like a fucking sad soul on the sideline. Yeah.
Jason Garrett,
he's like a ghost. He's like one of those ghosts floating around
the sideline of AT&T Stadium.
He's like a ghost floating around in the Christmas Carol, clapping in the night.
Ghost of football's past.
Like Pete Carroll is fucking active, dude. He's so whack.
I mean, I'm not real. He doesn't really bother me. I don't know.
I don't. I
see why. Like, yeah, he has one of those ones they always show him, and like his face does annoy me, but like as a person he doesn't really bother me that much.
He doesn't annoy me as much as he annoys Jim. I can see why it would be annoying.
Yeah, I can, kind of see it,
but it doesn't.
He's another guy. He's like, what does he do? He doesn't call the plays or none of that.
Doesn't he call defense plays?
I don't know what your point is.
I mean, maybe he does. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's another defensive guy.
Yeah, he's also like, he's not like a great coach. He's like a, he's got really lucky with some great players, you know. Yeah, so, like if you were on any other, there's coaches who are, you know, good enough that they, if they were on any team, that they would make the offense or defense look like decent.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's never
the guy who fucking
got to. Sorry, Savoya, we're having some microphone problems.
It's not the microphones.
Sorry, Coleman.
Yeah, just my cock is raw now.
There it is.
He's the guy who fucking threw it instead of running it.
Yeah, I'm not against that, though.
But again, Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, that was... I mean, that's another one of those, like, it's the same thing. You call the Philly special on fourth and inches, and you don't make it. We're talking about Doug Peterson in a different light, too.
I thought they should have ran it, but I don't think it was as, like... Like, people act like throwing at the goal line is, like, a thing that, like, you never do. It's like, no, actually, you do it, yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, catch them off guard. Cause
now you got the beast mode, dude.
No, I mean, that's the thing, though. They really should have ran it a couple times, but...
Yeah. They did, and that was, like, first down. And that was... And you know what? That was right after, I think it was Doug Baldwin had that unbelievable catch.
It wasn't even him. It was some, like, random dude. It was, like Curse.
No, was it Curse? I thought it was Baldwin.
No, because it was like...
Because the one that, like, the ball fell onto his chest. Yeah. Yeah. And you were like, they're going to win this. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it was first or second down they made that call. And it was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a Vander Holyfield son now, bull.
Dude, talk about a
cripple. He's going to be punching his way to the end zone, boy.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it, right?
Elevander Holyfield.
You know, like, most
Elijah
seasons,
Holyfield, boy.
When you have, like, so many injuries, like I don't even care anymore. Like, I'm like, there's a new guy. Like, you know,
yeah,
like,
I don't care. I don't give a shit.
When your team is healthy, though, and you get, like, one injury, you're like, oh, like, this could be bad. But it's at the point now where we have so many injuries. I'm like, yeah, you'll whatever, yeah, throw him
we'll
in
probably
there.
Probably be fine.
Dude, honestly, it just shows me how bad these teams in the NFL are.
They're
a fucking joke. The Giants so bad.
I agree.
Watching that game, I was like, when they were still in it going into the fourth, I'm like, dude, it doesn't get worse than this. Yeah. This team is so trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're so bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Redskins are so bad.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to give Deuce credit. Deuce deserves a little credit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Deuce. What do you mean? I mean,
Deuce.
I feel like enough people got hurt, and then eventually, you
That's
know.
What I'm saying. Like, you get, you know, you're on to, like, you're pulling guys off the practice squad, you're signing guys off the street, and this running game looks pretty good at a time where it needs to look really good.
Right.
And
I mean, especially considering, like, Lane
really
Johnson's
good.
Been out, and now,
yeah,
well, now
exactly.
Brandon Brooks is about to be out. But
yeah.
And what's the offensive line coach? Blanking on his name right now, but he's a man dog.
A man dog?
Yeah. I mean, he's had our O-line in good shape since he's been here.
Yeah.
He was hired with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
He outlasted him.
Well, good for him. So did Deuce.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much everyone did.
Boston Scott, baby.
What a game.
Yeah, well, good. That's what I'm saying. Like, Miles Sanders goes out, which we're like, oh, Miles Sanders, like, we hit on a draft pick.
Yeah,
like,
good right
be good.
Before he went out, too.
And then you're like, oh, he goes out, and like, fuck, they're, like, running game was the one thing that, like, we weren't really struggling in right now. And then you're like, all right, Boston.
Chunked them up.
All right.
Yeah, I
Boston
do worry.
Chunked them up.
I do worry about Miles Sanders because he still hasn't practiced.
Yeah.
But, like, we really, like,
out,
Boston Scott is a beast, but, like, you still... like need that, and my worry is that even if Miles Sanders does come back, like, he won't have that burst because it is an ankle injury.
Yeah,
it might not be, you know, the same thing as
yeah
he was.
And that's kind of he wasn't like the power back, it was
yeah
he had the he, you know,
dude but
I don't know who else could be in get hurt. Like, who else can get hurt?
Jason Peters hasn't gotten hurt.
I mean, what, in the last
he also
40
didn't
minutes
get a penalty last week.
Good for him.
Jason Kelce, though, knock on wood.
Yeah, he's been good.
Like, we never talk about, like, that's like him not getting injured. It's like huge.
He went out one game for a couple plays.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But that was scary. That was scary. That's what I was saying. But
he's got good push.
But yeah, Boston Scott, man, like, dude, he had a few of those runs were so nice.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was breaking tackles.
And that
too.
Was like yeah. after Brandon Brooks went out, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, also, great touchdown dance, his last one.
Oh, yeah.
That was
doesn't
a great,
get better than
yo,
that.
The
yeah. His head stayed completely still.
Yeah. That was unnerving, actually. It was good. It was unnerving, though.
You're about to pass out.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh, it's up in his head.
Yeah. Joel and Matt were like, you look a little pale.
Like, he's doing weird stuff with his neck.
Yeah. It ain't natural.
I can't do it, but yeah.
Yeah,
that was cool.
No. We none of our. We can't.
And the unnecessary spin move. That was a nice touch.
Dude, I love the tweet. It was like, sorry, game lagged a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad spin. what are you going to do? He was excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
get that spin in.
As long as he's doing the spin at the end of the run. And
yeah.
He's looking nice.
All right, so.
Honestly, Dallas Goedert.
Can't think of a single other person on that team.
Dallas Goedert.
Yeah,
he came in with that clutch.
Great catch.
But yeah. We expect that from him. He's playing as we expect
that
him to play.
Toe dragger.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm good, great, excellent. But it at a Boston Scott, you're not.
Yeah.
And my boy, Joe Perkins, baby. Josh Perkins. Josh Perkins, boy. He had that across the field throw touchdown reception.
Yeah, dude, he's so slow.
Oh, he's horrible.
Who was the receiver that had that nice, like, 40-yard catch?
Oh, it was...
Burnett.
Sure.
Deontay Burnett.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, the one they called back?
Yeah.
The one they called back was Burnett.
That was a nice catch, too.
Yeah, that was sick. He's slow as fuck, too.
Yeah.
How can they catch the ball so well?
I know. We're used to
seeing it. It's like they never realized that. Like, it's like they were the first fucking receivers on the team to realize, like, this is what I get paid to do.
Well, you know what it is that, like, when you have a receiver that's making a lot of money, it's like, yeah, whatever, I get paid, you know, whether or not I catch this.
Yeah.
But those guys, they're on the practice squad.
Yeah, but
when they get that one game check.
I
want to
stay on the roster.
When they get that one game check, they're like, holy shit.
Yeah, but catching the ball is just the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you...
But you have to consider,
you would have to have... They would have to be, like, throwing the money at you simultaneously. That you wouldn't catch the ball. Like, how do you fucking drop it?
I think you also have to consider, like, tracking the ball and shit. Like, it's not...
They are better at it.
Yeah, they are.
How?
Aguilar sucks.
Yeah, it's...
It really comes down to one guy.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah, next season...
G-Wart.
Love him.
Love him.
Nate Geary. Love him.
Love him.
Love him, yeah.
Oh,
dude,
God.
This team, man, on paper, this team sucks so bad.
Dude, they are embarrassing.
Sidney Jones.
Sidney.
Oh, that's my boy.
Credit where it's
that's
due.
My golden boy
credit
right there.
Where it's due. You weren't here last week after the big play, the shutdown play in the Dallas game.
Goddamn, boy. If they would have called that back.
Oh, I was like, if they call us back, I'm storming the NFL offices. Like, this is that would be absurd.
Right.
Like, that's the cleanest disruption I've seen in a while.
It was the other guy was grabbing his arm just as much. This is like a 50-50 type thing.
No, I mean, it shouldn't have been called and it wasn't, but like, just the NFL is like so fucking bad that like,
yeah,
they need to just stop. Like, they just need to get rid of the referees already. Just call everything from the booth.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
I don't
extend the play clock a little bit. Call shit from the booth.
Yeah,
it's my.
Yeah, I got it.
LeBlanc. That's my fuck. He's my.
MVP. He's nice too.
He's my playoff MVP. When we go to the bowl, when we go to the Super Bowl, we're gonna look back at Crevion, baby.
Dude, he's such he's got so much like energy. Like, when
he pops.
He does. Like, when he makes a play, you know it's him.
Yeah. Because he's just tight.
Yeah.
He's just that tight type. That tight bodies pops off the line. I don't even know what position he plays, really.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I know he's a cornerback, but like, he's just out of nowhere. He's just popping dudes.
Yeah, like nickel corner. Yeah.
He's just popping dudes.
Yeah.
How we lost every starter.
Pretty much.
It's crazy. So
they came back.
Timmy
like
Journey
the two,
had a good game.
Like the two. Yeah, he did. He's looked good the past two games. Like the two cornerbacks, are like, we looked horrible, and then we looked good for a minute, And then we're like, all right, these guys, we're building off this. Like, these cornerbacks look okay. Then they had a horrible two games, and then they got hurt again. And now we look better again.
Mm-hmm.
How it's weird. Like, what is happening with those guys? I actually would like Jalen Mills back, but...
Yeah, I think he's practiced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean...
Because, like, Sidney Jones is fine. He had a good game.
Yeah.
Rasul Douglas is, like... yeah, he looked like shit sometimes, and then he looked really good sometimes. I don't know with these fucking guys, man.
I'm a little bit worried about the Seattle receivers, because last time around, Tyler Lockett was hurt. I mean, he played, but, like, he went from, like, killing it every game to just, like, putting up 0-0-0.
And that dude, Metcalf, he's a fucking bust.
The bust?
Yeah, he's a bust. He was on my fucking fantasy team. He had like, he's a fucking bust. He's like real
second rounder.
He's like lazy. And like he's just not that fast. Like our cornerbacks are just as fast or faster than him.
I think he's fast. I think his thing is he can't run routes.
Yeah, maybe. And he drops the ball. He's just inconsistent, I feel like.
He would be like, I don't know. I don't even care about him, but it's. I mean, I do worry about like Tyler Lockett though, and Metcalf. Even though he's not like amazing, he is like our cornerbacks are bad. Yeah. So like, just average play can just roast us.
I'm just like hoping that what has been happening keeps happening. These dudes just keep dropping balls.
Yeah.
How mad were you guys though after we grind one out and we score a touchdown and then instantly Saquon Barkley just takes one to the house?
I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I mean, he's the best player on that team. I don't know.
I'm not saying how mad were you.
Everybody gets one.
I
thought we were going to lose a game.
Me too.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I get... Me, when things aren't going right, I don't get mad. I get quiet and I internalize.
You get hungry.
Sure.
You're not angry though.
He's angry.
I mean, being quiet is not an emotion.
I'm defeated. I'm defeated. Okay. How's that? Is that good?
You're sick.
I'm sad. Yeah, that's fair.
I was sick, so I didn't really have like the anger in me. But I celebrated like a motherfucker when I seen that fat boy strip sack fucking get that recovery. Woo! Yeah. And then my boy LeBlanc stepping up. You know I was hyped for that.
Dude, I just imagine you like old school, like in bed with the thermometer and like that bag thing on your head. Just like, fuck.
I was flexing and shit though.
Yeah.
In bed.
Boston Scott just, I got rocked up on him. I got rocked up over him.
And I mean, we haven't even mentioned
Boston Cream.
We haven't even mentioned
Cream Pie Scott. Yeah,
we've not even mentioned Kid Clutch yet. Carson Wentz.
Oh yeah, that's because he's been going without saying. Now.
Yeah, I mean, he's like everything that bullshit that WIP callers always talk about. Like they're supposed to make the plays better, and you say like, yeah, that's true, but also when you're working with dog shit, like that doesn't really.
Yeah, it's almost like I didn't want him to, because then that stupid theory goes out the window.
Yeah.
But it's like,
no, I mean, God, if anything, he's doing it. I think it proves it.
He's doing it. And
God
like,
damn it! This throws he's making these guys, no one knows.
There was a
so stupid
dude. A few of those throws were so good. I mean, that out to Dallas Goddard. That's one.
Here's what I'll say. It is hard to remember, though. It's not hard to remember, but like so many bad drives on our part in that game. Like I don't want to overlook that. There was a lot of drives that were like, oh my God, what are they fucking doing?
Yeah.
Right. Like sometimes the play calling just gets so dumb.
Yeah. And I
like so many drives were just wasted. Nothing.
Yeah. And Dom has said this multiple times this season that like every touchdown is just such a fucking grind to get still. Yeah.
And now it's kind of a different thing where it's like we looked so mediocre and then we just like have these random pops.
Yeah.
But like the rest of the game like is just horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird.
The thing, if we win that first playoff game though, I keep saying it, D-Jax comes back.
Actually, all right. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I have a couple true false questions. But that's part of it.
Also, like the whole, I've been hearing this, that guy Joe Giglio, dude.
You guys gotta stop.
He has the worst takes.
He's an idiot.
Because today he was like, if they don't win this game, then this season was a failure.
And I heard that.
I don't understand how you can't take factors into consideration. And someone called and just said exactly what I was thinking. He's like, dude, if they started the season with a team they were supposed to have and they lose in the first round of the playoffs, it's a failure. You can't just take this stupid fucking stance.
So that brings
they don't have any players left.
Yeah. If that's the case, then it's like, well, the Warriors should have won the finals last season.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they didn't because everyone got hurt.
Everyone's hurt.
Yeah.
They should get back to the finals this year, or else what have they been?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Every fucking superstar player they have is hurt.
Yeah. No.
It's like, just, oh my God. Like, I don't. What is the point of being a fan if that's how you're going to think? Like,
yeah. It's
useless. It's a useless mindset.
I kind of understand it though. Like, no. Like,
but that's just, it's. No.
I mean, I don't understand it.
It's rudimentary, that thought process. Well, if we don't win the Super Bowl, the season's a failure.
It's like, no, think about it. Their progression. They were, then they won a Super Bowl, and last year they got past the first round. So this year they have to do better than that. It's like,
that's not how it works.
Dude, I know. It's what it is, though, is that it's every guy on the radio who says, like, the Eagles are playing well. Like, there's, like, all these, like, nighttime guys. Like, you don't know who they are. And then this dude's making a name for himself by just saying that Carson Wentz isn't that good, hasn't played that good, the Eagles aren't that good, you know? It's like.
Yeah.
It's like my point is, do you can't really think this shit you're saying.
No, I think he's doing it all for radio.
So stupid.
But that does bring me to my first true or false, which is true or false, everything from here is bonus. What do you think?
True.
Jim, true or false?
I can't look at it like that.
We're not playing for house money.
I guess
money.
If I got to say it.
Well, I guess, man, we're playing with house money here.
Don't upset him.
I guess it's true.
The litmus test.
Yeah.
I guess it's true.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, 3 weeks ago, we're done. We're not making the playoffs.
I do want to win one, though.
Well, that's my... Yeah,
anything,
okay, so
I'll say this. Anything past this game, because of the momentum... Okay. Because
that's
of the
that's a good addendum.
Because of the momentum... And like the fact that I hate Pete Carroll and the Seahawks are really not that good.
Yeah.
They lost everything about their the whole year. It's all what people talked about with the Seahawks. It's like they changed who they are. They're a run team first now. They're a run first team now.
They lost Marshawn Lynch off the street. Like, yeah, how they must be desperate.
They lost every good running back they have. So,
yeah. You know, one thing I like about that game is, and, like, I'm kind of 50-50 on it right now, but, like, and this is completely, like...
Pick 'em.
It's a pick 'em, yeah. But,
Spread says it's a pick 'em.
But all, well, like, sort of. There's, like, a lot of storylines that were kind of been forming that, like, have been busted this year. Like, one was, like, Carson Wentz isn't clutch. And it's, like, then he has, like, you know, like, three clutch games in a row. And then there's, like, we can't beat the Cowboys. Then we beat the Cowboys, you know? And then it's, like, another one's, like, we can't beat the Seahawks. And it's, like...
Yeah, exactly. Can't it's a momentum. Well,
that was the other thing that that's been bothering me, that since we've made the playoffs, you know, they're like, there's two sides of it. It was, you know, oh, Carson Wentz is clutch, and then the other side's like, oh, well, look who they
all
played.
All the teams they played.
But also, like, people have a really short memory because we beat the fucking Green Bay Packers, and they have a first-round bye.
The Green Bay Packers are actually probably the worst number two seed, like, ever.
I would agree, but however...
we did beat them, yeah.
There's this, like, the notion that we can't beat good teams.
Well,
the problem is that
every quote-unquote shitty team that we played, and don't get me wrong, I just said they're horrible. Look, like, you have to always consider what you have on your team.
And these shitty teams, mostly with the exception of the Miami Dolphins, have been division rivals. And whether they're shitty or not, those games are like...
Yeah, and...
All right, let's just say it. We have a shitty team.
Yes, that's, but we won. Exactly. Yeah. But my point is that logic goes out the window of saying we only beat bad teams because our team is also shitty.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, the Seahawks, you're right, aren't that good. Their record is... better than it should because they were a better team earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And they've been struggling recently, and I do think they are better than us, but it's like one of those things. It's like it's in Philly.
Yeah, the home advantage.
So that brings me to my next true or false. The Seahawks losing last week was the best thing to happen for the Eagles' playoff chances.
Oh, true. Hell, if, dude, we would have, the 49ers would have fucked us up.
Oh, really? Well, what I'm saying is, so, all right, let me rephrase. How about this? How about,
they also lost three out of their last four games, so.
So, let me rephrase this. So, let me get specific and crazy. The Seahawks losing last week did the best for the Eagles' Super Bowl chances.
Well, I mean, just by playing the Seahawks instead of the 49ers, it gets easier. The road is easier.
And as you said before, and I feel this too.
We'd have to play them next time, right? We'd have to play them next game, right? Because they got a bye or whatever?
No, they wouldn't have had a bye. The bye was either going to be given to the 49ers, I think, or maybe the Saints, and it depended on the Seahawks.
Oh, I thought they were battling for it because they were playing for the NFC West.
The Seahawks were never going to get a bye.
So how is that possible
They're playing for seeding, and I think that, you know, they want a higher seed. Hmm. But no, the Seahawks, I don't think would have had. I think the Seahawks would have then had the same record as maybe the Saints or something. But the Saints would have gotten the bye. Hmm. The Saints are the 3 seed.
You're right.
And they don't have a bye.
They don't have a bye. They're playing this week.
Right. But if the 49ers would have lost, it would have. The Saints would have had the better. Oh. It would have been the best, the second best team.
So
it was weird.
So the Seahawks weren't playing for anything, essentially.
They're playing for seeding.
If you're not getting a bye, it really doesn't matter.
It does. You play the lower ranked
the shitty
teams.
Wild card team, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
either way, is that
was why people were kind of confused because they were like, "Well, Philly won, so."
I don't understand. Does that happen often where a team finishes the year and then if the Seahawks beat us, they're just going to have to play the 49ers again, like immediately?
Well, it's the lowest winning seed from the wild card round would play the 49ers.
Well, you also have to think home field advantage is a thing. That's probably what they were playing for too.
Well, if they're playing. Okay, so hang on. Let me look at this.
If you have a higher seed, you get the home field advantage.
Yeah, Who do we play next? That's really the only thing.
So it'll depend on what happens with the Vikings Saints game. Yeah. So okay. The 49ers will play the lowest remaining seed,
gotcha. Which will probably be us if we made it.
Yeah, if the Saints win, then it's still the third seed. They'll go play the Packers.
But if the Vikings win too, then we play the Packers, and that's our best bet.
Yeah, that's what we really want.
Yeah.
But I think the second round is like. Anything goes because that's Deshaun Jackson comes back, things change.
That's what I'm saying.
You get on that ball.
I mean, that changes everything.
Dude, look what we've been doing with nobody, and then you get somebody. I mean,
deep threat in the league.
Yeah. He's been working. You break through this first round. I mean, that divisional round doesn't look as intimidating.
I don't trust
now,
that.
Now playing
that's
in San Francisco.
San Francisco is
that's
still
goal,
that's still a tough defense to play. But
I think with Deshaun Jackson, San Francisco still beat us. But you got to think, like, Deshaun Jackson, like, you saw that first week of the year, like, he just gave us 2 touchdowns.
He ain't 100%. I don't even care if he comes back or not.
You don't know
he's not. He's been healthy for a few weeks. He's just been on IR.
I know, but I seen little videos of him running. He don't look that.
Jim had a stopwatch.
He don't look that sprightly.
All right.
Plus, that's different than getting popped up the middle or something.
All right. You got me.
But nah, it doesn't hurt, dude. It's not going to hurt.
Yeah.
The question is who we going to drop, bull? Because I want that Burnett bull.
Well, they'll probably drop a random special teams guy.
Yeah.
You know, they won't drop somebody
or
that's
fucking
actually
Holyfield
made an impact.
Son
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. We'll drop like a running back or some like Holyfield. Random like corner.
The team I'm most afraid of it would be the Saints, which I doesn't sound like we'd really ever have to play.
Yeah, there's really
unless
you get to the championship.
That's a team where I'm like, oh, Eagles are not winning that.
Yeah, we're going on a run, though. You're getting me all sashed up, kid.
Dude, all right. So let's do game ball.
Is that the last true or false?
I only had two, and I thought maybe it would open up discussion if anybody else had any more true or false. But so yeah, and I had the one about like the NFC. Being the most competitive division in NFL because of all the coaching changes and two of the teams having top 5 picks in the next draft.
Wait, what was that?
The NFC being the most competitive division in the NFL next season.
Crazy take part one.
Okay, well, all right.
The most competitive, the NFC East?
You're out of your fucking mind, division. Dude. Two of the teams.
Wait, do you believe that?
Well, or is that just a question? I'm posing it as like a thought question.
Nah, I'm getting the...
All right, so do you want to hear the reason why I'm asking this question?
Okay, well, he is a Cowboy.
Yes, that's true. So you start off with him being a Cowboys fan.
So I'm telling you, two teams in our division have top five picks.
Which means jack shit.
Kid.
I don't...
Well, okay, so those two teams... Both have their quarterbacks.
You think one pick is going to make them not be 4-11 or whatever the fuck they are?
I think one pick and early picks and late rounds and new coaching makes a big difference.
I got two words. Danny Dimes and the guy taking selfies during the game.
I'm just telling you. All right, so let me pose this scenario to you. And ever since Nick Foles, my attitude towards quarterbacks is, well, you never know what happens with a different coach because... Nick Foles looked like dog shit under Jeff Fisher, and look what he looked like under
Jeff Fisher. Let me ask you. Talking about that's like bringing up fucking. I'm not even gonna say.
I'm just saying, and it's not even necessarily like good coach versus bad coach. It's more of all right. Well, this is it's more of like a compatibility thing. And I'm not saying like I absolutely believe this. I just wanted to pose that as like a...
If you're trying to say who's going to be the most mediocre, then I would agree with you. Who's vying to be the most mediocre team?
I just think that... I think in the offseason, at the very least, it's going to be a very different division next season.
Okay, well, hear me here.
Okay.
So here's the top five picks of last draft. Cleveland Browns, New York Giants, New York Jets. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. This is the wrong one. Whoops. Well, all those teams are dogs.
Again, and this is not just about draft picks. It's about draft picks and the change in front offices too.
I think the Giants are.
You're underestimating like.
I'm not, dude. Yeah. I'm really not. Okay. They have no. There's nothing about them that gives me any belief that either of those teams are going to do anything. They look at the last three coaching hires of the Giants. All horrible.
Yeah, but then before that, trash. They had Tom Coughlin for how long?
Okay, so...
And they only got rid of him because they fucking... They totally fucked up the person.
Their last two hires are total trash.
These are the picks from last draft. And, okay, well, number one is the Cardinals.
Yeah, Kyler
suck.
Murray.
Yeah, they suck. Yeah.
Yeah, they suck. Well, again...
But number two is the 49ers.
Yeah.
Which
Bosa,
kind of
right?
goes, yeah, yeah. He's, who is great, yeah. But that does go with your theory. But then I would argue, well, they wouldn't have had a top five pick if their quarterback didn't get hurt last year.
No, yeah, that's fair.
Like once he went down, that changed everything.
I agree.
Three was the Jets, four was the Raiders. They're okay. Bucks, Giants, Jaguars, Lions, and then number nine is I feel like the next true team that actually did end up being pretty good, which is the Bills.
Yeah.
And then it's like Steelers.
Who's the Bills pick? Or does it say, if it doesn't say
Ed
it really
Oliver?
Yeah, I don't know.
Defensive tackle.
No, I mean I'm not like
if they were any I other think, teams, I would be like, yeah, I see what you're saying. They might turn it around, but the Giants are a joke, and the Redskins are fucking horrible.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like that.
I don't know one player on
the Giants.
The
Giants less so than the Redskins, but like the Redskins, like they are a team that Dan Snyder's not. It can't get out of the way of anybody.
I don't think the Giants are doing shit.
Yeah, I mean,
Danny Dimes might be like okay, but like, talking about like having like draft picks, it's like, well, when I was watching the Giants, I said that team needs an entire O line.
Yeah, and that's the
And they have big money in that O line.
Yeah, I mean that's the other thing is that'll make a quarterback look. A great or terrible right. is how much you invest in O-line, whether it be draft picks or cap space.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, I'm just curious to see what this looks like in 2020. What?
You love bolstering these NFC East teams, kid.
I'm just saying, I'm not bolstering them. I'm saying we're going to see a lot of change in those teams.
Setting them up for success.
It might be change for the worse. They could be somehow.
You love the NFC East, kid.
Well, I mean, it's our division. I know we know these teams the best.
You love the other teams in this division.
Sure. Yeah.
See, I don't care about Ron Rivera because I'm more into the idea.
I'm curious about what he'll do. That's my thing.
They're just bringing a culture change, essentially. Yeah, to
that's
that team.
That's what I'm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but like Ron Rivera, they're getting Ron Rivera in there to help them to get to 8 wins
because he's like a.
Yeah.
Like that's what they're doing. Like that's like their Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, because he's like a hard ass, like dad type bull.
Yeah, but like I mean, the actual good
going
coaches,
from 0 to like 5.
Actual good coaches are found from other teams' coaching staffs. They're not like rehired head coaches. When does a head coach get fired and rehired and they're really good? It's like rare.
Dick Vermeil, baby.
Shut the fuck. Okay, so 30 years ago, yes. But yeah, like
Andy Reid, baby.
That is a good argument. Example. Andy Reid also has never won shit, so
that's true.
Yeah,
he's hungry.
Yeah, yeah
he, in many ways,
he's never gonna win Super Bowl.
Yeah,
this is his best shot, and I think they're just gonna get whooped by the Ravens.
I forgot about like I don't know. I kind of forgot about the fucking Chiefs, but who are they gonna? Oh, the Ravens.
They get a bye. The Chiefs get a bye. And so the Ravens, but
it's gonna be hard and not to. It's gonna be hard to beat the Ravens just in general.
Yeah, but imagine if that championship does end up being Chiefs Ravens.
What if it's Eagles Ravens, baby?
Oh, we'll
dude, I wouldn't even care if we lost.
Yeah,
we'll
get
destroyed. I'll be honest, like I would be like I would just be happy to be there.
Oh, I'm just happy to be here. it's an honor to be nominated.
Right, man, this is a long overdue
game ball.
We don't
even deserve to be there. Right. To be frank,
yeah. All right, let's get this fucking game ball.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
it wouldn't be right if we went there. Just wouldn't.
Well, that's how I felt about the first when we actually won the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, we don't.
It was
like,
a slow build, though. It was a slow build of like, oh, this fluky. This is.
Once we got to the Super Bowl, I was like, yo, this is like, we could beat this team.
Oh, I thought we were going to get our asses whooped.
Oh, no, I like the other games, I was
it
like...
It wasn't a fluke. I said,
oh,
when we got there, I thought it was a fluke. Because it was like, okay, we beat the Falcons, but like there was that weird like interception
off the
guy's chest. Oh,
you mean
once
we got to the playoffs, it was a little bit fluky. Because the whole year, our team was great.
I mean, that team itself was a great team. Yeah, yeah. I felt that like Nick Foles
the
would
playoff
never
success
be able to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fluky that he beat like the Falcons. And then the Vikings, I was like, okay, well, every once in a while.
Jalen Mills beat the Falcons, kid.
Yes.
Sure.
Or kidding. That dude's chest beat the Falcons. The guy whose chest the ball bounced out of. Dude, if that guy catches that interception, the easiest interception ever,
right
they kick a
into
field
our
goal
hands.
There.
Right into our hands.
They
dude.
Kick a field goal there, and then at the end of the game, they don't need to get into the end zone.
Yeah, it's a series of dominoes that fall in order for a team. The Ravens might be the first
the butterfly
team.
Effect?
Yeah, the Ravens might be the first team where that's not true. It's just like, nah, they're just going to beat every team until they win the Super Bowl.
They have
hands down, too.
Yeah, I mean, across the board, like, you know, you're looking at John Harbaugh, who's been there before.
There's no team in the NFC East that's...
No.
I mean, the Saints,
I mean, there, like I said, there could be like a weird fluky somebody in this playoffs finds a way to beat them.
Yeah, like the Saints,
you never
maybe.
Know. It's an already given Sunday.
Yeah, it's like the Saints are good every year, and every year the Saints somehow lose in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, offensively, I feel like the Saints could have a chance, but... There's no
but
way.
We
no
that,
one.
We've said that for the past like 5 seasons.
No one can often like defensively stop.
Yeah. No. That.
Like
that
the 49. Nah, actually, no. The 49ers defense has been kind of ass lately.
Yeah, and I feel like there's just too many ways they can fuck you up.
Yeah, and I would take John Harbaugh over the young another clapper. In San Francisco, the defensive coordinator.
Shanahan?
No, the defensive guy.
Oh, the Guido dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love
well,
that
it's,
guy.
It's John Harbaugh versus him, essentially. You know, Lamar right, Jackson yeah. versus that
no,
defense.
No, the 49ers defense is banged up. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with Jim Schwartz getting fiery on the sideline?
Oh,
yelling
I liked
at
it.
Some bulls.
I liked it.
I didn't see it.
I liked it.
I was in a wedding.
Yelling at motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All right, tell me if this is a violation. I was at the wedding, my aunt's wedding, God bless her soul. But this joint's got barely any TVs.
Dark.
They have any?
That was
they
I
had
mean,
two little ass like computer monitor
so,
size
so
TVs.
We discussed this last time. Will anybody in your family that would be offended be listening to this?
Hope not.
Okay. I'm gonna call bullshit on that wedding day on multiple accounts, and I touched on this last time. First of all, Eagles Sunday, you don't do that. Sunday at all, really don't do that. And then the Sunday between Christmas and New Year's, really don't do that.
Wow.
So there
right? Am I wrong?
This was an Eagles fan wedding, so their justification, and I do hear this, was that they thought, like, good or bad, a game wouldn't come down to the Eagles and Giants, which I kind of get.
Yeah, but still, why is Sunday?
I can't buy that. I can't buy that excuse.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a weak excuse. What? But just don't do it on Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody just ended up watching the games on their phones. Like,
and that's
like,
so sad.
People were on different streams. We had the first stream, so we didn't have to get it ruined by everybody else.
Man. Nice.
And then sometimes we would just fake it.
Yeah.
Be like, no! And then you see people at the other table, like looking over, like, what happened?
We're all cracked out.
His leg came completely
game
off.
Game balls.
Yeah, game ball.
Okay, well, there's some obvious ones, but I gotta go with the Bucking Bronco. I gotta go with Kid Clutch Carson Wentz, because why not?
Somebody had to give it to him.
Why not?
Somebody had to give it to him.
Say it.
Boston cream pie, Scott.
Please. Somebody else had to give that one too.
Dude, cream pie, that's a good one. Because that's what he does.
Yeah.
All up in them guts.
Yeah.
Boss.
And he kind of leaks through the defense, you know what I mean?
He just seeps through.
Just kind of runs down.
Oozes right on down.
Yeah.
Oozes down that road.
Man, you see that hole in the O-line open up, and he just fucking squeezes on in.
Yeah, I think it fits in any way you can.
Yeah.
I'll give mine to Mr. Jernigan.
All right, yeah.
Because I didn't want to go all offense.
Jernigan.
Goddard was a runner-up. Let's just get into pick. Right. We've talked about the Seahawks.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
The number one problem. The number one injury that hurts us the most going into this game. What do you think?
Miles Sanders, if he doesn't play.
Yeah, I would agree.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think injury that happened last game or like across the board?
No, I mean, obviously fucking DeSean Jackson or something.
Yeah, I mean, the one that I would really like to get back is Lane. Well,
actually, you know
Lane
what?
I take it back.
I'm going to go with Brandon Brooks.
That's
a good one.
That's kind of...
I forgot that
he's the best player. It's kind of hard to say that.
You got Lane Johnson, you know,
if
nominees
Lane Johnson comes
are
back,
Lane Johnson,
like,
Zach Ertz, Brandon Brooks, and Miles Sanders.
Zach Ertz
nominees.
is mine.
I would have no problem with that. Yeah,
I was going to say Brandon Brooks, but yeah.
Yeah, Brooks, if Lane Johnson comes back, I feel like, you know, you're like, okay, we're okay. But if Lane Johnson doesn't come back, then it's like, who's on that right side? Big V and someone else?
No, they said they're going to move Big V into guard.
Then who would play tackle?
Dillard.
That's bad.
I know.
Yeah,
we need
Lane
Johnson back.
Yeah, dude. Even if he's like at 80, even if he plays like some of the game.
I mean, concussion.
Well, the thing with high ankle sprains are that.
Why am I thinking he's got a concussion?
The thing with high ankle sprains are that, like, you apparently like are like unable to walk, and then like one day you're just fine. Like, it's like not like a slow progression kind of thing. It's like you're like bedridden, like can barely do anything, and then one day, like, you're just good.
Because,
I mean, you know, with sprains, it is like, you know, like a tear.
Well,
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. He did the walkthrough, is the last news I got.
He did.
He's going to play. There's no way he's not going to play in the fucking playoffs, dude.
Say.
He's that bull.
Fingers crossed.
He's that bull. With Brandon Brooks, it's like, pop that fucking fat arm back into the socket.
No, he tore it.
Yeah.
He had to get surgery.
Yeah, there was tear. I mean,
he dislocated
done.
But when you dislocate,
you pop
sometimes...
pop that in. You pop that back in.
They did.
You get in there. Yeah. And you fucking find that dog. I mean...
I mean, yeah, you did pop it in there.
You're an offensive lineman. You have a responsibility to that quarterback.
Injuries don't
you
matter.
You get it back in there, and you guard that fucking ball.
Zach Ertz, I think, is like...
That's, I would agree.
I think Ertz
but
play,
I think with Goddard in there, I'm like,
he did the walkthrough.
Yeah, he did the walkthrough as
die,
well.
Kid.
Dude, he loves Wentz.
Die.
I don't know.
Jesus is going to fucking work out.
We discussed the wife swap last week, Jim.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's why you can't get sick. We just
both their wives are total
enough,
hate the faces.
Oh, really?
Yeah, both of them are total hate the face.
Less so Carson's face. Less so Carson's wife's face. But
I actually like both of their wives because they're like the only one, like they like actually just seem like normal people, and like sometimes you'll just see players and you're like, man, like these people just look like some like rich fucking crazy ass people.
Yeah, I like them. I'm
sure.
Yeah.
They both hate the faces in my book.
That's what it is.
They're both slightly hate the faces themselves, so it only makes sense. Yeah, but Tom kind of looks like D. Gott, don't he? He's kind of like a Dallas Goddard.
The beard.
The beard, yeah.
Did you ever hear Dallas Goddard talk, by the way?
I thought about that the last game. Yeah, I just pictured him being like, oh, dear boy.
Except as far as like this.
The one thing I like about him is that,
I'm Dallas Goddard.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
The thing I like about him is when you see him, like, not playing, like, he looks like he would be from the Northeast. Like, he's got, yeah, like,
but
the
Adidas
pants.
But then you hear his voice, and you're butters. Like, yeah, that's a guy from, like, Midland, Texas.
He definitely wears butters.
Oh, yeah. I can see him rocking some dead ass.
Just ones that are not kept up, to, like, up to snuff either. Just beat up butters.
Oh, man, no.
Just, yeah.
He's got some fresh butters.
Nah, my boy's a cowboy boot guy.
Is he?
Gotta be. Texas?
Cowboy boot?
Cowboy.
He's from Texas?
Dallas Goddard?
Yeah. I just assumed because he played at, like, North Dakota or South Dakota that he was from somewhere.
I'll look this up after the podcast. It's irrelevant. He's got a weird accent. I'll say that.
You just love fucking Dallas, kid.
It's true.
I never said the word. His name is Dallas. He was a Dallas Cowboys fan. Are you looking it up now?
Yes.
You just love the Cowboys.
Yeah, but people like you will just be... we'll just be from wherever. He was born in South Dakota.
Okay, all right. Then he's just got a fucking weird accent.
Dude, you do love the Cowboys. You just wish he was from Dallas, dude. I love it. How's it feel that your team's out?
I'm sad. I don't know. Like, what do you want from me? Like,
this joke will never.
It's never going to die, and I guess I just deal with it. It's fine.
What did they end their season? What was their record?
Eight and eight.
What did you say?
What did you say the Eagles were going to do?
Once again. Not doesn't matter.
Why is what I say matter, but no, what you guys say?
No, because we never said Dallas was going to win the division or have a better record than the Eagles. That's the difference.
Okay, he's right. Then I was wrong.
Time to eat crow.
Yeah, it's time to eat that bird.
I wish that phrase would die.
It's time to eat bird.
I do not like that.
No, phrase. I'll change it for you. It's time to eat bird.
Okay. All your chickens are coming home to roost.
Oh, I love it.
Cubby's chickens are coming home.
I remember the moment. He was so cocky.
I definitely was not
so
cocksure
about it. He was so cocksure about it.
I walked in with my season.
Oh, you had
invisible
a big,
hats.
You had a big blue hat on. Big blue cowboy hat.
I had my boots on.
Yeah, you had fucking
I put them up on the table.
Yeah. You had dirty boots with dirty spurs. Still had
I had cowboy boots with spurs, that would be pretty sick.
That'd be pretty dope, yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
We'd be able to hear you coming.
Yeah.
True. I'm not that sneaky to begin with.
That's why if you were walking on the roof, we'd
could've
be able to hear
me.
You.
Could have fooled me because you're a sneaky cowboy
That's
fan.
Sopranos reference.
Sneaky Cowboys fans.
Do we want to move on to the Seahawks?
Yes.
I'd love to move on to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So we talked about a lot. Do we just want to get into picking this and discussing?
You have to bring that clip up, though.
Which clip?
One of these days. The clip of the prediction, dude.
It's not that all right, fine. Just remind me.
You have to bring it up. I want to know if it matches the myth.
Oh, wait. I got
the
right
mythology
here.
Mythology in my brain.
I got right here. Yeah. I got the Cowboys going undefeated. This is Eric Gruber signing out.
Everybody, it's been told that if you were trying to pose as Jim, it would work, and vice versa, but you posing as me is not going to work, because I sound like Hallie Roseman, and you guys sound like the dude from the Bloodhound Gang.
That's right? True. That's true.
And, okay. Yeah.
All right, so, are we going predictions?
Yeah, let's do predictions.
It's a pickle. Let's just get that out there right now.
I picked the Seahawks, I think the Eagles are...
I have something buzzing in my headphones.
I'll shout it out of the mic.
I know. It's these headphones.
Yeah, they're noise-canceling Johns. Gotcha.
I guess so. Mascot good headphones.
For the record.
But I heard that for some reason.
I know what your problem is, because one of the options ain't the Cowboys.
I can't remember. Did I
was trying to see if like one of the team's names, like you could spell out Cowboys if you rearrange the letters.
Oh, I love it.
He's like, right, well, Seattle's blue.
That's the last joke I'm going to make about it.
I got all night. That's all I'm saying.
Are there any Texas teams in the playoffs?
Houston's playing the Bills.
What a fucking game that is. All right.
I like the Bills in that game.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
You know, they're the dogs, but I like that game.
Real fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Seahawks.
Another team with a lot of fucking talent and just...
Yeah.
Well, they're also a team. They're kind of like us in that, like, when their receivers go down, like, it's like they have a bunch of slow guys. Like, DeAndre Hopkins is pretty slow, but he's, like, good. But then, like, they have their speedster, Will Fuller, every time he goes out, like, they just completely just shit the bed.
Mm. Is he hurt?
I think he's back now. Mm. I don't know. I stopped paying attention once. Lost fantasy.
One more thing. Robbie Anderson, rumored to be coming to Philly, baby.
That's a rumor?
Yeah.
Where?
They said Luke or Josh McCown's been talking to him about coming to Philly.
Oh, okay. Former Jet.
Former Jet, boy.
He's from Philly.
Well, that'd be an easy sell.
This'll be the year.
Yeah.
It's going to be the year.
We'll see.
I don't know how much he's going to make, though, because that dude is, like, not that good to be making. Like, if it's, like, a big contract, you know, like, he's not worth that much.
Nah.
He's good, and he would help. But you'd have to find a way to trade Alshon.
Alshon. All right.
We don't want to get into that.
All right. Yeah.
I got, man, who do I got? I got
That's
the
such a cop-out. Okay. All right,
fine.
Such
I'll just say
out.
I got the Seahawks then. Okay. All right. But I'm, all right. So but I'm hoping the Eagles win.
What kind of game? Well, obviously, I think it goes without saying we all hope the Eagles win. I don't want to hear any rebuttal. Obviously. Especially because there are no Cowboys in this game.
True.
So any obviously, ex-Cowboys? I think it, what?
Any ex Cowboys?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I can't say with any certainty. So what kind of game do you think it's going to be? Do you think the Seahawks win? Do you think it's a blowout? Do you think it's
no? I think it's a close game. I can see it being like. No, I think it's just gonna be close. I think it's gonna be like the Saints game last year, that Bears game. I think it's gonna be one of those.
Okay.
Double doink type sitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it's gonna be offensive or defensive, but you know, I'm taking the Seahawks.
Okay. I'm going 24-21. Birds, kid.
All right.
You know
which
what?
Which birds?
The Eagles. Right. And here's what I'm gonna say. Walk-off field goal victory by the Bull, Jake Elliott.
That's the most
on the redemption trail.
He's been pissing me off, but
walk-off field goal victory, baby.
You know what, Jim? I have the exact same score.
Oh my! The algorithm.
Well, yeah, well, close. Yeah, the algorithm.
Get the fuck out of here.
24.35 to 21.36.
I'm loving that.
In favor of the birds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My neck roll.
I actually slightly complicated the algorithm for the playoffs.
Because you added in the fact that the Cowboys aren't in the playoffs.
Sure. but no, like looking at the trend as far as the last three games of the season for the respective teams. Seattle is trending down, and True. The Eagles are trending up. Now, granted, the Eagles' past three games, yeah, you can say they were against subpar opponents, but they were still division rivals, and those games are always dogfights.
It's not even like when we played the Seahawks; it was a blowout.
No,
they had to do a trick play to beat us.
Yeah, I mean, and that's
I'm just gonna remember that.
You know, I'm not like I said; it's a 3-point spread to me. And the sports books have it at 1.5 for the Seahawks. I like that for the Eagles. I mean, that just gives them confidence for the people they're putting out on the field. That says they don't have a lot of trust in the Seahawks to come in here and win.
That's a pick 'em. I'm not betting on that game either.
No, I told Joel not to bet on this game. I begged him. He was having a good time on New Year's Eve, and he said he was good. He kept saying he was going to put $1,000 on the Eagles, Titans.
Oh my god!
And one other team. And I was like, Joel,
who the Titans?
I think you're joking. The Patriots.
I don't like that.
I like that game, and I said maybe individually, like bet $100 on one of those three, but not all three of them to win.
Man, the Titans and the fucking Oh my God! I hope the Titans beat them so bad.
Yeah,
I don't think the Patriots are going to lose though.
Like, I don't think so either. I don't think they're getting to the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, they were embarrassed. They were embarrassed.
The Titans have the coach that was he was on the Patriots.
Ex-Patriots coaches can never beat Bill Belichick.
Wasn't a coach.
I know he's a player, but
got him.
I agree. I'm agreeing with you.
wasn't a coach.
Yeah, I mean that is, you're right. That could be an exception. You're right, but I just don't see that. Like you said, they got embarrassed by Miami.
I don't think that really applies.
I don't think they're getting to the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think they're getting past the divisional round. But I think they still win.
Dude, my coworker was like, "Yo, the Dolphin, you can be on the Dolphins plus 1600. And I was like, damn, I should put down like $10 or something.
Yeah, just see what happens.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
It was 16?
Plus 1600. So if you put down 10, you'd get like $160.
Yeah. So you would walk away with 200.
They were plus 16 to win that game?
No, not the spread. The money line. But I think the spread was like 16.5.
Was it?
Are you serious?
It was big. It was
damn,
a big spread.
Damn, I would have taken the Dolphins.
It was a meaningless game for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not meaningless for Fitzmagic.
No, I know. That guy.
Dude, I would have taken, if I had known the spread was that big, I would have taken the
Dolphins. I think it was definitely more than two touchdowns. That's nice. The exact number, I'm not sure.
That's crazy.
But yeah.
We know firsthand. Man, we saw the Dolphins
to watch.
They're just so weird.
That corny fuck Russell Wilson leave the fucking field in tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Good guy. Can't wait to see his corny ass face.
He, you know what? He's King Corny.
The field.
He's and King number two.
With who's number
JJ
one?
Watt, man.
I JJ Watt overrated. Immensely
not overrated. He's just not who he used to be.
I don't know.
No, dude, when he was good, he was the best defensive lineman since like Reggie White.
Yeah.
I mean, he was unblockable.
Yeah, but he's like, he plays every other game.
You just hate him.
Well, now he does.
When's the last time he played a full season?
Dude, he had a lot of really good seasons.
You're letting the hatred blind you, Grubby.
Oh, so you're a JJ Watt defender.
No, I'm not.
you just want to come at me.
Just don't let your hate blind you, kid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna
deny his stats. He's corny as shit.
Dude, I remember it was like a pro football focus thing. They would be like, corny. Every single year they'd be like, we've never seen this many pressures from a defensive player.
Okay, all right.
he went high pitch on you.
He's like, yeah, I'm just gonna stick with my crazy take of the week.
It's agree to disagree. Okay, let's just agree to disagree.
Same thing.
NFC East, watch out. We're gonna be fucking.
Let's end this shit, man. Yeah.
We're gonna be filling every hole in the playoffs next year, baby.
All right. Any final thoughts on this game?
Two wild cards.
All right. Go Eagles. We are the Kelly Green Boys.
Kelly Green Boys.
Jim's on his way back to 100%, and the Eagles are too, sort of. We'll catch you next week, hopefully talking about a Birds victory over the Seahawks. Bye.
Kelly Green Boys podcast. I listen to them almost every fucking day. They know this shit about the Eagles, and they are true fucking ballers.